dictation 20th of March, patient Karen O'Connell, O apostrophe C-O-N-N-E-L-L, date of birth 6/24/1951. Karen O'Connell was seen in the office for follow-up of previous nodular goiter and hypothyroidism, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, per paragraph. Since last visit, comma, there has been no major changes indicative of thyroid hormone dysfunction, per paragraph. Current medication, colon, losartan, 50 milligrams daily, comma, metformin, 500 milligrams twice daily, comma, glimepiride, 2 milligrams daily, comma, levothyroxine, 0.025 milligrams 5 days per week, and 2 pills 2 days per week, comma. Paragraph on exam. General review is unremarkable until assistance evaluated. Paragraph on examination, blood pressure 160 over 74, comma, weight 183 pounds, and BMI is 29.2. Period. Examination of her thyroid gland reveals the path of the goiter with no major change from previous period. The heart and normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. Recent lab studies show, lab studies from August 2022, comma, are satisfactory with a TSH of 1.88, period, paragraph. Impression, colon, multinodular goiter, comma, stable with normal thyroid balance, period. She also has Hashimoto's thyroiditis and hypothyroidism, comma, type 2 diabetes, and is overweight, per paragraph. We discussed the previous findings of a multinodular nodular goiter with a 4-centimeter dominant nodule in the right lobe, per paragraph. The appearance on a previous ultrasound performed on February 6, 2023 indicates that the nodule appears to be stable and is of relative low suspicion. Paragraph. We again discussed the options, which include fine needle aspiration biopsy, but she has preferred non-invasive follow-up, per paragraph. I plan to see her back for follow-up in 1 year with a repeat ultrasound of her thyroid, per paragraph, in dictation.